It's probably because two people fought in court last week over Barry Bonds' record-breaking baseball. Who owns it? The man who argues he caught it for a split second in his glove, or the one who emerged from a scuffle with a ball in hand? Or because, on a personal note, our Byron White autographed football card is missing. Yes, the now-retired Supreme Court Justice used to play professional football, and yes, he kindly autographed the card for me, but we can't find it. Whatever the reason, sports memorabilia is on at least three minds these days, and it's a part of the law. California and New York are two jurisdictions with actual sports collectibles statutes on the books. And in those states, legislators explicitly define the term sports collectible as any autographed sports item, like a trading card or a baseball. In both those states, by law, dealers in sports memorabilia must include a certificate of authenticity with each purchase over $5, meaning that the dealer promises that the item is what he says it is. A Mark McGwire autographed baseball, for example, means that Mark McGwire actually signed the thing. And the certificate must include whether or not the dealer was around and breathing down Michael Jordan's neck when Jordan signed the trading card, say. In New York, the law prevents a dealer from selling anything the dealer suspects wasn't signed by the sports celebrity himself. Along those lines, if the certificate of authenticity isn't right, if the item isn't what the dealer promised it was, those people hoodwinked can sue for out-of-pocket costs plus 10 times that amount. Although in New York, at least, a dealer can give the buyer his money back, and that's an adequate defense if the lawsuit hasn't been filed yet. All those laws led to an article in a Bar Association publication titled "Say It Ain't So, Joe. California law requires that sports heroes' signatures be authentic." The "Say It Ain't So" phrase of greatest concern, of course. So it's of no great surprise that there are fakes out there and lawsuits resulting from those fakes on several levels. For example, earlier this year, a federal appeals court in Chicago affirmed a mail fraud conviction in a case involving a sports memorabilia seller. A jury found him guilty of distributing collectibles with fake signatures, Michael Jordan's among them. The court noted that the defendant had received over 2,000 purported Michael Jordan-signed items, many supplied by what the court called a team of forgers. Sentence affirmed, 30 months in prison and $188,000 in restitution. And last year, three golf celebrities, Tiger Woods among them, sued to stop another sports memorabilia firm from selling their forged signatures on collectibles. The trial court refused to stop the lawsuit from going forward. So keep your eyes on the newspapers, watching for the outcome of the lawsuit regarding that Barry Bonds baseball. A jury will likely decide who owns it. And watch out for a missing Byron White autographed football card. News reports say that the Barry Bonds baseball would be worth about $1 million. The Byron White card, priceless, of course. I'm Amy Guida.